Trump expands U.S. military role in Latin America to fight narco-terrorism and pressure China. Donald Trump's strategy in Latin America centers on the fight against narco-terrorism and has deepened the role of the United States military in the region. He uses this approach to curb China's influence and to back right-wing governments that favor hardline security measures. The move has affected Brazil, Colombia, and Ecuador, raising security pressures and increasing casualties in confrontations. Analysts say the militarization boosts leverage in negotiations over strategic resources, while critics warn it threatens civil liberties and long-term stability. The article examines how this strategy reshapes regional politics, security policy, and Washington's power in the hemisphere. U.S. military presence in Latin America rises under Trump's narco-terrorism push. The plan supports right-leaning governments and can curb civil liberties like curfews. It ties geopolitics with China and aims to gain access to regional resources. Violent clashes and killings increase as security actions intensify. The strategy reshapes U.S. leadership in the region toward aggressive security measures over development. U.S. strategy in Latin America expands military footprint. The United States has broadened its military presence in Latin America and the Caribbean as part of a strategy centered on fighting what officials call narco-terrorism. The aim is to curb China's influence and support conservative governments. The shift coincides with more lethal confrontations and a push to secure strategic resources, according to researchers and officials. Regional impact and key incidents. The approach has touched multiple countries, with reports of increased deadly clashes between police and armed groups across 9 nations, including Brazil. The period also featured high-profile actions tied to Venezuela's leadership and attacks on boats linked to criminal networks. Officials describe Maduro-related operations as police actions, while acknowledging possible aims to gain access to oil reserves, a factor in broader regional bargaining with competing powers. Policy frame and global rivalry. Analysts say the new U.S. stance fits a national security strategy that elevates the Western Hemisphere as a regional priority. The framework treats narco-terrorism, migration, and foreign influence as core threats. In this view, Washington seeks to press regional governments into greater cooperation and, at times, to authorize military activity as a tool in a broader competition with China for influence and resources. Regional reactions and civil liberties. Experts warn that the approach has energized some local political forces, many of them active, before Trump's rise. They point to measures that tighten civil rights, such as states of emergency and curfews, particularly in Ecuador, and a broader push to militarize crime fighting. The trend appears to widen the space for repression and often does not address root causes of crime. Human rights and legal concerns. UN and regional watchdogs have raised concerns about possible extrajudicial actions connected to these operations. A United Nations report condemned such killings, and a regional investigative center tallied a number of deaths linked to overlapping security actions. Critics say the emphasis on force can erode due process and long-term stability. Brazil and the Lula visit. Context ahead of Brazilian President Lula da Silva's visit to Washington, Brazilian officials reportedly raised concerns about labeling groups such as the PCC and Comando Vermelho as narco-terrorists. No designation was announced during the visit, but discussions highlighted U.S. interest in expanding access to strategic sectors, including rare earth minerals. American authorities have maintained that security measures remain a legitimate tool to achieve stated objectives. Conclusion: the analysis shows that the Trump-era strategy in Latin America centers on fighting narco-terrorism and expanding the United States military footprint to curb China and back right-wing governments. While this approach may enhance leverage over strategic resources and regional influence, it also raises serious concerns about civil liberties, due process, and long-term stability. The increase in militarized security actions has been linked to higher levels of violence and a reshaping of regional leadership toward a security-first posture at the expense of development. UN and regional watchdogs caution against extrajudicial actions and rights abuses, warning that such measures risk eroding democratic norms and public trust. Going forward, policymakers face the challenge of balancing security objectives with the protection of democracy and sustainable development to avoid undermining regional resilience and legitimacy. Frequently asked questions: what is Trump trying to do with more U.S. military in Latin America? He wants to fight narco-terrorism and pressure China. He uses more troops, raids, and patrols. It also backs hardline governments. The aim is to widen U.S. influence and access strategic resources. Which countries feel the biggest impact from this approach? Brazil, Colombia, and Ecuador are most affected. there are more military actions and emergency measures. Lethal violence and clashes has risen in many places. How does this relate to China in the region? It's a tool to push back China. The U.S. uses narco-terrorism fights to gain leverage. It tries to keep access to resources and curb China's influence. Are there concerns about legality and human rights? Yes. Reports talk of extrajudicial actions and rising deaths. Civil rights and due process can be strained. Militarized crime fighting often tests laws. What might be the long-term effect on democracy in Latin America? It could boost right-wing politics and curb civil rights. Security forces may take a bigger role in normal life. Violence could stay high, while reliance on U.S. security grows.